listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Are you blind or visually impaired and love to travel but hate trying to find your way back to your hotel room? Do you get frustrated trying to find your table in a crowded restaurant? Are you ever left searching for your favorite backpack? Let Foresight Augmented Reality FAR remove those obstacles and enable you to accurately find your desired location or belonging with your own FAR personal Bluetooth beacon. Get distant indicators as you count down to your destination. Travel or enjoy a night out with confidence and independence. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Buy your own FAR personal beacon online at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0057. Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, everybody. Show on the radio. This is your host, Michael, and welcome to Blind and Beyond. That's right. We say we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. If you never heard our show before, well, stay tuned. You got a great show for you tonight. But before we get started, got to introduce my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Welcome, everybody, to our end of Thanksgiving weekend Blind and Beyond radio show. And it's just you and me and Chris tonight.
That's it.
Just the three of us.
With the hot sauce, my man, Chris Shaw.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls. It's on and popping.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, we got 10 more to go on t-shirts.
Is that it?
That's it. 10
That's
more.
It.
We've already given
like
away 40
say,
T-shirts.
That's what she writes.
And as soon as we get to 10 more, we're finished. We said we'd give away 50 for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then we'll order them. And you have to order men. We'll order crew necks. And women will order V-necks. You have to say your size when you call in. And I want to also say to my beautiful wife, 2 days early, happy anniversary, honey.
Happy anniversary to you too,
years.
Michael.
I have to say that you are an unbelievable person. I still call you Saint Lynn.
Yeah, I know you called me that again today.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, yep. I love you too, and happy
been
anniversary.
A great 31 years.
Wow,
honey.
A year ago, Chris, you were at our party.
Oh.
It was just yesterday.
He's crying.
We had 30 years.
Yes. Crying.
31 years later.
Yeah. Mike, so I didn't know you was that sensitive, Mike.
Yep.
Thank you.
So
Mike.
Those folks who want a T-shirt, you have to call in. And just say you like a T-shirt. If you like to say something on the air, then we'll send you something, a T-shirt. Okay? We got a lot of trivia for tonight.
I have to tell you what just happened. This is funny. You told me to read this particular item during the show.
Yeah.
And I thought, what? It's only 6:35? I'm looking at the clock. It's 7:10. Oh, wait. That's when it was posted. It's 6:35. Oh. I got confused.
Yeah.
How about some shout-outs here?
Okay, do some
shout-outs. I've got a few, okay? Well, first of all, I'd like to say, hey, Gary, out there in Texas. I know you're listening to the show. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. To Dan and Leslie Spoon, hope you had fun out in wasn't Las Vegas, was it?
Yep, Las Vegas.
I thought maybe Reno. Las Vegas for Thanksgiving. And I would like to say, I hope she's listening to Debbie Noxon, who is a volunteer at the Marion County, Florida Humane Society.
Yeah, we just got a new
spot.
Hi,
Debbie. Mm-hmm. Call in if you're listening, and we love our new little kitty.
Her name is Carly.
Carly, yep. So now we have
And by the way, you want to call in? The phone number is 407-416. No, wait, it's not. Oh, did it again.
Careful
did it again.
There.
407-894-1680. Right. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
Before we get really busy, I just want to remind everybody, well, this is the last one I have on the list, but Lighthouse Central Florida, it's the 30th this Friday? Yeah, it's this Friday, last Friday of November, has a workshop, and it's all about self-defense. It's called One Touch Self-Defense. So if you're interested, and it sure is a good thing to know in this day and age, call them up. And it's Friday, November 30th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And the workshop is called One Touch Self-Defense. And if you would like more information, call Ginger Oreskovich. And the number is 407-898-2483, extension 221. And that's for the Central Floridians.
You want to call in for today's show? It's 407-894-1680. Next week, we're going to be doing from two locations. That's right. We'll be doing here in Orlando, and we'll also be doing it for West Palm Beach, Florida.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Next week, we'll be from West Palm Beach, Florida. We'll have with us two young people from West Palm Beach area. We'll have Larry McDowell from the Braille Club. He'll be there as a guest host. And we'll have also the one, the only, Jason Goldfield. That's right. He'll be with us
Jason
next
Goldfield.
That's right, Jason
How do you
Goldfield.
Like that?
So
right.
If you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. We got some great things to talk to you about today.
Yeah, we have so much
one
going on.
One thing I want to talk to you, very important. I have to say this. This is for the sighted people as well as the blind folks. The word is courtesy. I think people are getting crazy with Thanksgiving, but it's more than, let's say, unusual Thanksgiving, where people are going nuts. They forgot the word courtesy. Now, you have to remember that. Courtesy is very important. It's an old story that I learned when I was a kid. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated. And the way it's going on outside with driving cars, and I mean, I hear my wife screaming all the time as she's driving the car. And it's only thank God I can't see some of these things that are going on because I hear her screaming all the time.
Yeah.
I always say, "What are you screaming about?" She almost got killed.
Mike.
What?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
I know you love hearing that.
I got one caller on the air.
Okay.
Her name is Miss Sheila Dennis, and she's calling in because she wants one of those shirts. And then I got a first time caller from Baltimore. So I'm gonna let you talk to Sheila real quick, and then our guest caller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go real fast.
Sheila, how you doing, Sheila?
Hi, Sheila.
How you doing? I'm doing fine.
Hi, Sheila.
Where you calling from, Sheila?
Orlando.
Orlando, Florida, all the way from Orlando. No kidding.
I think Sheila's called in before. I recognize
the
name.
Mm-hmm.
But Sheila wants a shirt, so you have to put down.
Well, Sheila
so you have to tell your
now.
Size and everything to Chris Shaw. We'll send you out a beautiful shirt. No problem. It's a 50-50 poly cotton, and you get a V-neck for a woman. And just tell your size, we'll get it for you. But thanks for calling in.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sheila. We're going to take the other caller before we go to break. And we look forward
to
talking to
you
again.
Thank you. Don't
who
hang
else?
Up.
Thank you, Sheila.
Okay. Who else we got?
Who's on the line now from Baltimore?
And all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, is the one, the only, Douglas. I believe Douglas is a first-time caller as well. Douglas, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Douglas.
So Douglas called and said, hey, how can I put my name in a hat for one of those shirts?
Well, Douglas, our pleasure to send you a shirt and a first-time call. We'll also send you a beautiful bracelet that says Blind and Beyond. I wear mine all the time.
I have mine on right now.
Okay, good.
How'd you hear about the show in Baltimore?
Yeah?
How'd you hear about the show in Baltimore?
Well, I listen to Ken's show every Sunday, and this Sunday
there
I decided not to turn it off.
Good.
Oh, okay.
You listen to Ken Held.
Ken Held, yep.
So you like rock and roll.
You like rock and roll.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh,
well,
let's
see. We have great trivia for tonight.
Yeah,
so
he's going to be
you
good
might
at
be
rock
calling
and roll.
Back with some trivia because we play some songs, give out some great prizes.
All right. Well, thank you, Douglas.
Thank you
so
for calling
Douglas, don't hang up. Hold on one moment.
Keep on
all right,
listening. Don't hang up. He'll take down your dress.
We've got to go to break.
Sure
we're going to break right now.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All righty.
Okay, you hold on.
Keep on listening. Gonna break. Don't go away. We're right back with Blind and Beyond. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You want to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have a caller on the line right now, away from Orlando, Florida. Her name is Maddie. Maddie, how you doing, Maddie?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I understand you wanted a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Maddie.
Hi and goodbye, yeah. Maddie.
Okay. And I want to say hello to Lynn.
Hi, yeah. Maddie. Happy Thanksgiving
Hi,
weekend.
Lynn.
Yeah, it's our anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah,
thank
thanks.
You.
Yeah. She put up with me for 31 years.
There
would you
go.
Believe it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I believe it.
All right. We got to go, right. Maddie. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Maddie.
Right,
enjoy
you.
Your T-shirt. We'll be sending
well.
Them out in December.
Right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty.
All right. We have a caller online right now.
We want other callers to call.
Yes.
In.
And if you want to speak to this young lady, again, the phone number is 407-894-1680. If you have any questions to ask her, she's calling a long way. Her name is Kelly Egan. Yeah, that's right. And she happens to be the customer service manager for a company called Sprint. And she is in the accessibility department. Did I say that right, Kelly Egan, Miss Kelly?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I'm the customer relations manager for the blind and low vision community within the accessibility team.
There you go. Hi, Kelly. Thanks. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm well, thanks. How are you all?
We're
is
good.
Is it nice
Happy
and warm where you are?
It is about 70-ish.
70-ish? Are you in Colorado? Where are you?
No, I moved from Colorado to San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's
You're
in California.
California. That's why it's 70-ish. Yeah.
Well, no happy, complaints.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you, and to you all, too. I hope you enjoyed your family and
we
friends
did.
And everything.
We did. So speaking of customer relations in the blind and low vision community, how is Sprint engaged in that? What do they do?
Well, we do lots of things. We attend a lot of events mm-hmm. For the blind community. So we go to all the national events, NFB, AFB, ACB, BBA, NIB, you name it.
All those initials.
And then we try and meet with the communities. And we bring the retail store to the events so that people can have the opportunity to look at new phones, activate plans, get new phones, upgrade, whatever they need to that they would otherwise have to go to a store for. So we attend all sorts of events at a state level. We've been traveling a bunch this quarter. To the various state events with National Federation of the Blind and American Council of the Blind. We went to a new event called, Visual Rehabilitation Assistive Technology Expo. So basically, we go where blind and low vision people congregate or where they are, and we bring the store to them.
Okay.
So that's one of the things we
right.
do.
And what is your role specifically with Sprint?
My role specifically with Sprint is as a blind and low vision outreach manager. So I have about five people on my team. All of us are blind or low vision. And we go to these events and attend these events and do outreach into the community and then connect anybody who's interested in working with Sprint or who has been is a current customer with Sprint with customer service and or, we're working with the retail store.
How impressive is that? Right, Michael?
It's unbelievable.
It's just incredible that the whole team is blind and visually impaired and that Sprint, has organized that. And then you go out in the community. And
our listeners should be very impressed by that. That's for sure.
It's really wonderful.
Because a lot of times they're going to work with a company that they don't have anybody that's visually impaired or blind. And if they do, they have maybe one, if they do have one. That's why Sprint's unbelievable.
Well, that way they understand the needs of the community and what they need in a phone.
So,
and,
Kelly, tell us more about Sprint.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about
Sprint.
I think
we might have a caller.
Okay. Let's see here. We are currently, we've got, also along that lines of the accessibility team, we have a customer care team for people with disabilities. So we actually, as people with disabilities, we have our own phone number to call if we need help and care. So the people at the end of that, at the other end of the line there have experience working with, deaf and hard of hearing and blind and low vision and mobility issues and things that people might be having with their phones. So that's, I think, really comforting and great to have a place to go when things aren't working for you. So along with that, let's see, what's Sprint been up to? We are certainly providing cost-effective plans. The unlimited basic plan is probably our most cost-effective, and that's around $55 a line for unlimited everything. We're offering certainly all the iPhones and Android devices and things like that. Basically, we provide these phones and plans at a very competitive rate. Along with that, we have that customer care. And then for the blind and low vision community, what we're offering is for someone who switches to Sprint or adds a line of service from Sprint, a free KNFB reader application. So if you're familiar with the KNFB reader, it's an application that's typically $99 and we'll provide it at no charge. And basically, it's a text-to-speech application for your iPhone or Android.
That's wonderful.
So you hold your phone over a document or any written material, and the phone will read it to you.
That's wow. Wonderful.
So it gives you access to documents that you otherwise wouldn't be able to read.
Kelly, we have some callers on the line that have questions for you.
The first person is from Elkton, Maryland.
That's right.
Okay, David, I'd love to answer it.
I believe the name is David from Elkton, Maryland. David, you there?
Is this David Goldfield?
It is. Hi, Michael.
Hi, David.
And hello, Kelly.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hey, Kelly, so I have a question that I wonder if I could get your take on this. And I think you might be in a good position to answer it. So I run a users group for blind people in or near the Philadelphia area. And one of them recently asked me why was it that he perceived that more blind people tend to use Apple products, and I'm in this context I'm talking about the iPhone, over Android. And I've been in the accessibility field for a while, so I have my own theories on this, but I wanted to get your take on it. Is that your experience with the customers that you talk to, and if so, why? Or do you have a different set of experiences with that as far as what most of your blind customers that you've reached out to tend to prefer, and why do you think that is?
Well, that's a great question, and absolutely. I'd say at least 70% iPhone users. Maybe even 80% versus Android. And then we still have a few flip phone users out there, too.
That's me.
That's Michael.
But we'll help them, too, whatever anyone needs. But I would say, definitely, without a doubt, it's probably 70% at least of iPhone users. My theory on that is, there's lots of theories on that. I think because Apple has done a good job for years of integrating accessibility into not only their phones, but their computers and their iOS software, that, people just are familiar with it. They know that Apple is invested in the disability community. And I think that's one of the things. The other thing I believe is that an iPhone, once you learn it, it takes a moment, to learn it and some frustration and so on. But once you do learn it, it's pretty consistent as you go from iPhone to iPhone to iPhone. So there's different features. So, certainly, the way you use the phone is pretty consistent and you can count on it. Other than that, maybe we just talk to each other. As blind people, we'll say, "Oh, I love my iPhone." What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And the first thing you talked about, which is sort of the after sale support, was also one of my theories. I get the sense that Apple was a little bit ahead of the game compared to Android, and Android is catching up now, and it's
sure.
Really good, and it's in a pretty good place. But I think that because Apple was doing so well an Android was perceived, whether it was correct or not, but I think a lot of people had the perception years ago that Android was a little experimental, it was kind of Wild West, and Apple was a much more stable and tamed environment. But I didn't know if that was actually true, because when I was hearing those stories, I wasn't I'd never used Android at the time. I use it now at work, but my preference is actually iOS.
Well, thank you, David.
Thank you, Dave, for calling in.
Great
question. Appreciate it. Thank you, David, so much.
Happy Thanksgiving, David.
You too. Thanks.
All right,
we have Sheila calling in from Orlando, Florida. Sheila, are you there?
I believe so. Okay, you're on. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, guys. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Well, same to you.
Same to you. You want to talk to Kelly?
Yes, I do. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Sheila.
How are you?
I am well. What a nice long weekend, huh?
It's been a long week for me.
For all of us.
Back to work tomorrow.
Yep.
My question to you is, one, I heard the 55 plan for people at National, and I don't know how I can get that, but that's another story. You said that representatives would come to conventions. You said National. Will they also come to a state convention? Because as president of the Florida Council of the Blind, we're always looking for great presenters. So,
sure. Yes.
So who do you contact?
Me. Okay. You can contact me.
Sheila, I'll give you Kelly's contact information. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That would be awesome.
And I'll have my local person in Orlando and or some, and I have a couple people on the East Coast
Good.
That they could come down. We love to meet with state groups.
Oh, that would
be fun.
Well, thank you so much. And if I don't talk with you before, Kelly, happy holidays.
Thank you, Sheila. And I look forward to your call.
All right. Bye.
All right.
If anybody else wants to talk to Kelly, now's the time.
Tell us more.
Miami, if you're out there, which I know you're there now, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, call in 407-894-1680. Give a call.
Kelly,
St. Louis, give a call.
Tell us a little bit more about the KNFB reader and or the $100 Uber promotion.
Yes, I was going to mention that,
yes.
too. So besides the free KNFB reader, which most blind people probably heard of it, and a lot of people already have it. So the fact that a lot of people already have it, then, you know, us giving you another one isn't going to help you out. So we decided to have an additional offer, which would be $100 worth of Uber credit. So you can get $10 off of 10 rides with Uber also.
Terrific.
Once you add a line or become a new customer.
All right. Well, why don't we tell everybody how to find out more about Sprint at the sprint.com/vision. How else can they get in touch with you or the department, the accessibility department?
Yeah. Basically, they can go to sprint.com/vision or they can call me or email me at Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y dot Egan, E-G-A-N, at sprint.com. And that's a great way to get in touch with me, and I can answer any questions or, you know, point them in the right directions or, you know, whatever they may need. You can also call me at 720-988-6744.
Okay.
And that will connect you to me, and then I would connect you within the Sprint organization as necessary and put you, you know, get you support wherever you are. So Sprint's really excited about accessibility in general. We have a team not only for the blind and low vision, but the deaf and hard of hearing and the deaf blind. And we're really invested in making sure that we can connect people and provide outreach at a fair price and with good customer care so that people can be as independent and connected as possible.
It really
and you got some great deals right now.
Yeah.
We do have some great deals right now. And, you know, the more lines you get, the more money you save. So you know, if you have some friends, get together and, you know, get on the same plan, and you'll save more money.
Well, we're very thankful that you're supporting the Blind and Beyond radio show. And I think that the audience out there should be very thankful that Sprint is working with the blind and low vision community. I think it's wonderful.
Yes, it is. Yes,
all righty. Well, happy Thanksgiving again.
Thank you. And thanks for inviting me on the program.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
And I would love to help anybody out there that is struggling or is excited about new phones for Christmas or
there
whatever it might be.
We will steer them in your direction.
All right. Okay. Happy holidays.
Happy
Same
holiday
to you,
to you,
Kelly. We'll talk to you
Thanks
again.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Sure
Bye-bye.
Thing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift-giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps, wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond radio show listeners.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010, located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You miss any part of this show, you can go to our website. They're all there. This show and all the other shows we've been on the air, except for two hurricanes. Just go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to us, you have anything to say, good or negative, hope it's good, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we're going to trivia. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. 407-894-1680.
The two hurricanes and the power outage.
Remember the power? Yeah, we went home.
Don't forget about the power outage because I went dark.
And then after the trivia, we're going to tell you about a cute little contest we're going to have tonight. So stay tuned.
Like, I'm already dark and I went dark.
All right, here we go. Trivia time. Here we go. For it. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? That's the question. Foolish Dodgers. Who is singing this song?
70s have such a distinct, don't they? It's
you can tell it's a 70s song.
Yeah, it's all classic.
Bell bottoms.
Genre.
Sparkling all over the place.
It's only.
Folks, this was not one of my songs. This was my wife's song.
Come on, this is music.
It's hard. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? Okay.
Thank you for calling.
While we're waiting to see if anybody calls in for a good prize on that one, let's talk about the new contest for tonight.
Okay.
Let's see.
Chris, what do you feel like? How do you feel about being the judge?
You're going to be a judge.
I'm grateful.
Here comes the judge.
Okay.
I'm grateful.
Okay. You're grateful. All right. So what we're going to do is... You know that dilemma you have? What are you going to do with all this leftover Thanksgiving turkey? Well, tonight, we'd like you to call up and give us your ideas, what you do with your leftover turkey. I found two amazing recipes.
So the contest is about leftovers, how you can make something out of nothing, right?
Right. And I even found one for diabetics, also leftover turkey. So
you want to hear the prizes? It's going
to
be for two people.
The prizes.
Two people. All right? So it depends how many people we get calling in. Okay? But it's for two people. Okay? If we only have two people calling in, then you get
all
two.
All over the country, we want
but
you to call in.
Two
not just
people
Florida.
Going to win. Let me tell you what you're going to win. You can have a choice. You can have a choice of a gift card from Olive Garden.
Or?
That's worth, right now, $25. Or you can have... I call it Alexa. What do you call it?
The Echo Dot.
The Echo Dot. The Echo Dot Alexa. So if you don't have one.
I got to teach you to be technical, Michael.
And,
well, I call a honeybee.
Well, it's my, I call my girlfriend because she talks to me all the time when my wife won't. Okay, go ask Alexa. Go ask Alexa. So Alexa, I get all my things. I found out, listen to this one. Here's one. Alexa told me today. I didn't know it. Who do you think has more money? Now listen to this one. Who do you think has more money? Bruce Springsteen.
This is not a trivia question.
This is not a trivia. I'm just, think about this one. Bruce Springsteen, if you ever heard of him, or Howard Stern.
Okay. Well, before you get that answer, Kurt from Winter Garden, he know the answer to the trivia. No.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's call it.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Kurt from Winter Garden.
Hey, how you doing?
Florida. How
Hi,
you doing, Kurt?
Hey.
Hey. Happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Same to you. That was a great song.
Well, thank you, Kurt.
You for being myself. That's my song.
There you go.
And
thank
who do you think
you.
Was singing?
See, Michael, Kurt liked it.
Who do you think was singing, Kurt?
Thank you for being myself. Again.
Okay, but who
is
the artist?
Who's the group? Who's the
Sly Stone?
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, the best barbecue around.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
See, I knew somebody would appreciate that.
Thank
song.
You for letting me eat myself.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and see, it pays to listen when you listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay.
So let's go back to the contest here.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to the couple of these
recipes
I found.
So anyway, the choices. Let me tell you the prizes
I told
first.
Them already.
So it's Olive Garden for $25 or
Echo Dot
for Alexa.
Okay. So you know what, everybody knows what crab cakes are, right? Well, this person saw the chef making crab cakes and decided to try it with turkey and stuffing. So that's pretty cool. Just mixing the little pieces of, you know, you break off the turkey off the frame and mix it with stuffing, and then you make it like a patty, and then you fry it in a little olive oil. Yummy. And then I found another one. Thanksgiving stuffed shells. So you take leftover turkey and stuffing and sweet potatoes, and you stuff it in the jumbo pasta, you know, the big pasta shells. And then this person adds cheese, which I wouldn't. And then with the little turkey gravy.
Don't say so much. Let them
that
call
would be
in.
Good. They're
407-894-1680.
We have to wait for them to call.
407.
Giving them ideas.
894-1680. You got any ideas what you do with leftover turkey or whatever you have leftover from Thanksgiving? You make something with it? If it's any good, call in. Maybe you win a
Does
prize.
It have to be good?
407-894-1680.
Does it have to
well,
be good?
I know what I do with my leftover
what
turkey.
Do?
You eat it. I know.
Yeah. Why you beat my punchline, Mike? Well, there it was. I eat my leftovers.
There you go.
I make turkey sandwiches.
That's good.
Yeah, I make nice little gobble turkey sandwiches. I call them the
Thanksgiving sandwich.
I call it the Thankful Thursday Sandwich Air Day.
So what do you put on it? Everything?
Everything.
There you go.
Because it's Air Day. So I eat it for about 7 days straight. Just like get rid of the turkey out of the refrigerator.
We're down to a little bit left. The dogs.
All right, I'm going to go to another trivia.
Okay.
Another trivia.
407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. We're going to another trivia.
Wait, what was the answer to who has the most money? Was it? Wait, don't tell
that
me.
That
was
wait, a trivia question.
I know it wasn't trivia, but I know who it was.
Who do you think? Howard Stern or Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce.
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Howard Stern.
Because he's still in radio.
Howard Stern, right? It says, where did I get the answer from? Alexa. She told me. How much do you think he's worth, supposedly, by Alexa?
Well,
$650 million.
Oh, mere pittance.
Really?
$650 million, Howard Stern. $650 million.
Well, I mean, he is Howard Stern.
And Bruce only has... He's only worth about $500 million.
Ooh, $100 million less.
$150 million less.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah, well, I was surprised.
You know how much I'm worth?
How much? That much.
Let me. I'm gonna have to ask Alexa. she's gonna have to tell me.
You know which one I was surprised when I asked about all these people? Smokey Robinson. What do you think he's worth, Smokey Robinson?
$26 million.
Try $100 million.
Really?
Smokey Robinson.
What about Lionel Richie?
I didn't ask about him.
Because Lionel Richie's still writing music.
I asked about the boss, though.
And Michael, you
Barry have... Gordy Jr., who started Motown.
I think you should not do the trivia right now because we have 2 minutes left.
Okay. Barry Gordy Jr., who started Motown, worth $400 million.
Really?
Yeah.
What's a few zeros?
Okay. Stevie Wonder is $110 million. He just... Worth $110 million, Stevie Wonder.
So call in with your recipes, folks, if you want to win a prize. actually
407-894-1680. If you want to win any kind of a prize, call in with a recipe. The all judge right. will be
what, Chris?
Shaw.
Okay. All right. So just to give you an update, just in case all of our sports fans that were listening.
Okay.
The Arizona Cardinals and a Los Angeles, I want to say Los Angeles Clippers. I see LAC, I think of Los Angeles Clippers. But the Los Angeles Chargers, 45-10, the Chargers won that game. Here's the upset. Miami and Indianapolis were locked in with 30 seconds or so left to go on the clock in the fourth quarter. Indianapolis Colts came out with a win 27-24 with a last-minute field goal kicked by Adam Vinatieri, which is about 95 years old now. Denver Broncos and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Denver came out and won that game. Pittsburgh was down on the four-yard line, decided to go for a throw, passed the ball. The defensive line jumped up, intercepted the ball right in the end zone.
Now, here's one I'll tell you right now. It's much more interesting
to
listen to the radio when you listen to football games than on television because it doesn't tell you so much. As a blind person, it's much more interesting on the radio than you're watching on television.
Okay. We're going to go to break.
You got that, Chris?
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's
I'm
true.
With you. Because the excitement in the voice. Mm-hmm.
It's not just that. They tell you a lot more when you're on radio listening. They tell you a lot more. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about? Well, I want to let you know, this year I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
This message is brought to you by iwanttoknow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at iwanttoknow.com. That's E-Y-E, want the number 2, K-N-O-W.com. iwanttoknow.com is an accessible website.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. So we got a little contest going, but nobody has called in yet about the contest.
All right, so explain the rules one more time to the
Very
contest.
Very simple. You're the judge. At the end of the show, if anybody calls in, you'll give two people...
Two best recipes.
Two best recipes.
All right.
For leftovers.
Okay.
What do you do with your leftovers?
Right.
Whatever they do with their leftovers. If they have any good thoughts, what they do with their leftovers besides
eat them. Doesn't have to be fancy. Just
like
a
to know
simple
what
meal.
What it is.
Not fancy schmancy.
Not fancy schmancy. Whatever they have. Maybe they come up with something good.
Right.
So
By the way,
I make turkey pizza.
Turkey pizza? Yeah, you could put turkey on a pizza. Why not?
Yeah. Turkey pizza.
Well, are you trying to win?
And they can win either an Olive Garden or a diet.
Echo Dot. I would like to remind everybody,
Michael, that
November is National Diabetes Month. And it's a time when the communities all across the country, they team up to bring attention to diabetes and its impact on millions of Americans. And for some reason, a lot of the people in the blind and low vision community are diabetic.
And you get your supplies with Total Diabetic Supply Company.
That's right. Total Diabetes Supply. And if you'd like to know more information about Total Diabetes Supply, just go to TotalDiabetesSupply.com.
They're giving a nice discount, too.
Yeah, they are. They are giving a special discount for Blind and Beyond listeners. And if you'd like to call them, the number is 877-977-7709.
It's on our website. They don't have to just look up our website.
Right. I thought you were going to say 77.
They should look up our website for Total Diabetes Supply.
All our supporters, sponsors, and advertisers are listed there on our website. That's right. So.
And for those folks that have diabetes like myself, you got to take it seriously. It's no joke.
No, it is not.
I'll tell you right now. I mean, I take my insulin at night, and I take my pills during the day, and my numbers are good.
Here's what I experienced yesterday. I was out walking, and I'm on the medication, metformin or whatever.
Yeah, metformin.
And I took it that morning, you know, just in case. But I hadn't eaten anything. Mm. All of a sudden, I just broke out into a sweat. And I felt like my body was just going to give out on me.
Are you supposed to eat with that when you take metformin?
You're supposed to eat.
Michael always takes his pills with
because
his dinner.
Because if you don't eat and you take the pills.
Make you dizzy.
It'll make you, then your numbers will be very low.
Yeah, and I think that's what it was.
Especially if you're exercising.
Yeah. So I learned something new yesterday. And, you know, for anybody, if you got any form of medication, make sure you – I read it, but I didn't pay attention to it because normally I take medication, I just keep it moving, and I'll be all right. But yesterday, I guess because I walked for a long period of time and was out hanging out, that I had to go get something to eat. But I couldn't show that I was going to fall out or I didn't want my wife to worry – And the girls, I didn't want them to worry about what was going on with me. So
all you have to do is eat something right away. Eat something.
Yeah, and that's what I did. I just sat down and went and got something to eat real quick. And just
well, have a glass of orange
juice.
Learned
a lesson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just learned something. And there for any go. And everybody else, they that need to
it,
understand
you know,
that.
Let me tell you something. Of all these different diseases, if you keep it, let's just say, right, do your numbers, do your food, eat right, you'll be fine. Diabetics are good people as long as they do it right.
We're going to the second hour.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.